Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Just a little bit of the couch.
Hi, guys. It's Tommy.
And Angelica.
And I'm Phil.
And you're listening to
Real Talk.
We are going to need to do that again. Why did you speak like that? Why did you whisper?
And wait, what happened to your languages?
He got mad. He said not to
I did not
it.
Get mad. Don't he said,
you got mad at his languages?
Not once. Literally
he
never.
He said, it's the joke's kind of old now. It's enough.
That's not me getting mad. It was
you
just.
You did?
I guess we're not recording this again. We're just going to keep going. But all right, whatever. I did not get mad at you at all. Not one bit. Mm-hmm. I literally just said, you know, the joke is getting old. Do you want to keep it going? Do you want to reinvent
it? There's so many languages, though. That could have been his thing.
I know. Now he just says it in a weird voice and the joke doesn't land.
How
it's
do you
just
say
awkward.
It? I was very not present.
He just whispered. He just goes, and I'm Phil. I was like, okay, well, we're going to need to record that again.
I did not do
it
that
way. Well, we'll play it back, so we'll see who's
whatever,
right.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, guys, hello, everybody.
Hi.
Yay, thanks for listening. We're so excited. We just finished the episode. It was a great one. It's a really exciting week. Really exciting week. Loving what's happening.
I was just going to say, I didn't feel like it was a great episode because it was such an exciting week,
no,
but it's happening faster in real time. What?
It wasn't
what,
an exciting episode because you didn't watch. You were sitting inside talking to all the people, all the company.
Yeah, we had a lot of people at the house today.
We have a lot of people, still right now.
still, they're all in the other room. We just told them they have to whisper while we record the podcast.
Or not speak.
Yeah. They're all mad at us. but, you know, it was very distracting here today, we have to admit. But granted, honestly, it really wasn't a great episode just because so much has happened
on
the
feeds.
Yeah, so much has happened on the feeds.
Spoiler.
That this episode was like, okay, let's just keep fast-forwarding to the good parts.
Spoiler, the fact that they didn't even show when David used his power yet,
I know.
Much has gone on since then. I had zero patience for the episode, didn't want to pay attention, was not into
it. So I didn't watch the feeds, but I read some Twitter comments, right?
Twitter.
Why do you go on Twitter if you hate it so much?
I get my information there.
So it's informative, so it's good for something.
Yeah. No, there's a bunch of idiots on Twitter, but there's other people
that
actually give good information.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. I do everything on Twitter. Every single thing I read about is on Twitter.
And what's your Twitter name again?
Don't worry about it. That's another one.
It's something
weird,
right? No, it's something weird. It's not Bebop Rocco.
What is it?
No.
It's something weird.
What is it?
And sexual, I feel like.
Sexual?
No, I swear.
What is it?
What is the name?
What is it?
No, I don't want people looking me up on Twitter. I want to stay off people following me on Twitter.
Why?
He wants to be discreet.
Yes.
Because he probably, tweets his heart out. So.
No, I don't. I actually don't tweet too much. Because.
What are you tweeting about then?
No, I watch. I read other people's
stories.
Wow,
he's stuttering, getting nervous, sweating.
He's not making any sense. Something's up.
His pinky's rubbing.
He's hiding something.
He's very anxious.
It's hot in here.
It is really hot in here, actually.
Wait, he was just freezing.
Yeah.
He needed Franny for warmth, and now he's saying
we were just complaining about how cold it is or how hot it is in here, and he's like, no, I'm freezing.
Yeah.
I need a blanket. I need to hold my dog to keep me warm.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
And now since
he's
sexual
sweating.
Twitter name came up, you're all acting crazy.
It's not sexual.
Whatever. I guess we don't need to know it. But
it's
continue. So you.
Big bopper.
You see? I told you it's something skeevy. I knew it. I knew it was something gross. That
Big
sounds
bopper.
Disgusting.
Ew.
No, it's a 50
ew, I'm
singer.
I'm actually going to vomit. I'm
it's
not even joking.
It's a 50 singer.
That's so gross,
it's
Dad.
Big, no, the, I'm really. I feel
it's
sick.
It's a 50
I
singer.
Feel ill.
There's a song. Chantilly lace.
Our tree is falling apart.
Yes.
We have a tree in
we're
our podcast
mess.
Room.
I'm PMSing.
By the time.
Thomas's tree is falling apart. Uncle Phil's being sexual with his niece and his son.
No,
it's just
no.
a mess.
Oh, God, stop. It's a
Pizza
artist.
Gate shit right there. That's gross.
It's
That's
an
so
artist.
Gross.
Right? That in the 50s that sang.
Big Bopper.
Yes.
So are you him reincarnated?
Oh, yeah, I'm confused. What's the correlation between you and Big Bopper?
Hello, baby. Yeah, the Big Bopper speaking. Would I what? Could I what?
I don't know what's going on.
What is it?
Oh, baby, you know what
I'm in the Twilight Zone.
Did I accidentally smoke pot or something? I don't know what's going on.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face.
Do you like this order? Artist order? I don't know what I'm saying. I can't even speak English.
I can't believe he's singing in this weird deep voice on a Big Brother podcast.
Wait,
right now.
But
like,
I need to know, do you love him or something?
Yeah, like he's really good. You know, that's all.
All right, guys, look up Big Bopper. Let us know what you think. I can't
I have
back
no words.
This.
Yeah, I have no words
I can't back
for right
this,
now.
Dad. This is a little weird.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay, cool. Great. Okay. Got it. So let's talk about Big Brother. Yes.
Oh my God, he's sweating. He really is sweating.
Why, he had to take his shirt off?
No, he just like fanned it.
Oh, wow.
She's hot.
My dad got some new shirts. Let me take a video of them, actually, and put them on the page.
Oh, yeah, he's got some new Big Brother shirts.
He loves to have T-shirts.
I had to wear this tonight because who knows how long this guy's going to be in.
Okay, well, that doesn't make sense. Let me set up the stage first. Okay. So my dad has T-shirts with all different famous Big Brother alliances on them. And right now
it's costing me a fortune.
He had a shirt that said The Brigade, a shirt that said, what was the other one? Chilltown. Now he just got two new shirts in, one that says Level 6 and The Renegades. So yes. He's wearing his Level 6 shirt right now. I'm burping right now. That's why my
and
voice
I have to buy the Bomb
out.
Squad
gross.
Soon.
Oh, yeah, Bomb Squad, because Caleb got jealous you didn't have a Bomb Squad shirt.
I know. Well, I mean, his alliance blew up, so.
Yeah, but honestly, no, you think that's hilarious, but his alliance did really well. Only there was 9 people in his alliance. The Bomb Squad from season 16 is the biggest alliance ever to play Big Brother, and only one person didn't make it to jury. That was Devin, because he flew off the handle. That was it. So that alliance started by Caleb was actually a really successful
Way to go,
one.
Caleb.
Yeah. I'm taking a video of you, putting you on the podcast, Instagram. Hey.
Anyway.
New shirt.
We love it. Level 6. Unfortunately, Casey's not on the show, which would have been good.
Right, I know. There, so he's wearing a level 6 shirt for Tyler. Mm-hmm. But Tyler's not doing too hot in the game right now. He's having
a
rough week.
I'm
and
so upset.
That's Jellica's guy.
It's actually a rough
It's likely
couple weeks.
That he's going home this week, it seems.
I know. I'm
spoilers,
so
guys.
Upset.
Spoilers, spoilers.
A little
sorry.
Late for that, but.
No, I said it before.
Yes.
I said spoilers.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what's happening. Should we talk about what happened on the episode first?
The episode first.
The episode was kind of boring. Davon's DRs are amazing. She's so good. I love that, you know, she fell off first on the comp.
Okay, I need to say something.
And then her
DR
right after was awesome.
So we always talk about, like, oh, but maybe it's their strategy or, oh, no, like, that's their tactic. Like, I love for once we see that rare DR where she's like, no, I'm not crying. I'm not upset.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
is me
yeah,
playing,
yeah.
And this is why I'm doing that. Like,
she's an actress. Davon studied acting.
Obsessed.
She's like a trained actress. So she's
acting,
using
acting
that
coach?
In the house.
Is she an acting coach?
I don't know if she's a coach, but she studied acting and she just admitted that she's using it in the house.
Right. She's
and
amazing.
She's a great actress too. She really is.
Yeah,
so, did a good job.
Honestly, I'm not even joking. When I first saw her crying, like, oh my God, I don't win anything.
I
believed it, but I was like, oh, all right, that's like a little annoying. And then she popped up.
No, but
up
I believed
like,
it. I was like,
no,
wow.
No, yeah, I totally believed it. And I was like, annoyed.
Right,
and then
right,
I was
right.
like, wow, you're sick.
No, that was good. She's
loved
amazing.
It.
I honestly, listen, I know that Janelle is still in the running for AFP. She's in the lead, but I could see Davon taking it away. Like, as the season goes on.
I love Davon, but Janelle is just a...
I don't know. Davon is so good.
Janelle was out so early. I don't know how she's going
to win. Right, exactly. To hold that spot of number one for AFP the whole entire season when she didn't even make
would be
jury.
With that would make history.
That
no?
would literally make history. And so far, so good. She's still in the lead. But I really could see Davon taking it away. She's that good. She
we'll
really
see.
Is.
We'll see.
And now, spoiler... She wins the veto competition, which is very exciting. It's the first win that she's going to have in
ever.
Big Brother history.
Yeah.
So it's a
crazy.
Big deal. We're going to get a lot more Davon on the Tuesday night's episode. Because this week, guys, it's not a Wednesday night veto episode. It's a Tuesday night veto episode. So get set your calendars or whatever for that.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I know. I'm very excited. But,
so we have David and Kevin on the block.
Right?
David's going to use his power. Right, which is going to be awesome.
What happened on the feeds when David uses
okay, I'll
power?
Tell you what happened. He literally started hysterical crying and went to every single solitary person in the house and was like, did you use the power on me? Did you use the power on me? And tried to pin it on Christmas. And every single person was like, I can't even get over how bad his acting is. It's a joke. And now our tree is falling apart. And he's
our tree. You guys. Oh, my poor tree. I was so excited. I bought this tree in Home Depot. It was like a beautiful big tree that's usually hundreds of dollars. I got it for $40. It's been sitting in the corner in this podcast room since I bought it with no sunlight.
And no
so
water.
All the leaves are just falling off.
Yeah, who's watering it?
Nobody.
I haven't watered it. I forgot.
You watered it since you realized the other day when you were throwing out the leaves?
No.
Okay.
No. Let me go get some. No. He's killing the tree.
I know. The tree's not doing good.
It's a live thing.
I know. The leaves are all on the floor. I feel so bad. It's so beautiful. It's our beautiful FICA tree. I'm so sad about it.
You should pick it up after the show and bring it outside.
I know. After the show, we're just going to bring it right outside. Hopefully, we can revive this thing.
That'd be cool.
Danny HOH, I'm really into it. I'm into her. She has some BDE. You know what that is?
Big Brother Entertainment?
BDE.
Oh, no.
Big Dick Energy. Danny's got some big dick energy.
I don't know what to say about that one.
Yeah, that's what she's got. She's got like big dick energy. Like she's like running the house. I love it.
Never heard that before.
Mm-hmm. I love her. Listen, again, Angelica just came back with some water. She's going to water our cute little FICA tree.
Interesting.
Aw, okay. Thanks, Jell.
Oh, my God.
I know all the leaves are on the floor.
Oh, it's so dry.
I know.
It's going to be like, oh, my God. It's probably so thirsty.
What should we name our plants, guys, provided it makes it?
Dead.
That's a stupid name to name a plant. Dead.
We need to do like three more of these after we finish recording.
Yeah, we will. It just needed a little taste.
Because we
got to
pick it up and bring it outside, so making it heavier does not make
sense. That's true. We'll bring it outside after this. Anyway, I don't know if I'm going to keep all this in with the plant. It's a little boring. After a while, we're really just talking about a plant.
I mean, you could cut some of it, but you got to, like, do it at some point, because I literally continued my sentence exactly when the leaves started falling off mid-me speaking.
I can't cut out the plant.
No, you can't.
The plant segment. You guys know all about our plant. What should we name it?
Something
oh my gosh.
Cute.
Anyway, let's get back to the episode. We have a lot to talk about. Okay.
Do you know what BDE is?
BDE.
Are you joking?
No, I never heard it before.
Big dick energy. Right. Why are you asking me that?
Because I said Danny's said got that. Some BDE.
And he asked me if I know what
like
it is.
Like now that she's like, HOH.
No. Oh, and you said no?
Yeah.
Yeah, that started with Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if she like invented it, but
no, I just think that Danny has BDE, like being HOH.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I can see that. There's just something about her that I don't love.
Oh,
I
love it.
I don't
I love
not
it.
Like her. She's just not a likable person. I think she's just there and like irrelevant.
I do know what you mean. I think the reason why I like her so much is because of the history that she has with this game. I don't think that she's very likable from this season so far. Mm-hmm. I think we'll see more of her. She has a lot more game left in her. She's playing smart. She really is.
Yeah.
She wants to target Tyler, but I think it's really smart that she didn't put him on the block at the start of the week. It would have made her allies really upset.
So let's talk about
she
her.
Didn't have a lot of options, so she put up Kevin and David. Listen, Danny's going to have a rough go around this week because she's going to have to nominate a bunch of people, it seems like. She's nominating at the start of the week Kevin and David. Kevin takes himself off with his power.
David.
Did I say Kevin?
Yes.
Yeah, I meant David. David takes himself off with the power. Then she's got to replace him. We know that she replaces him with Tyler. So Tyler goes on the block. They play the veto. Davon wins the veto. And she's going to take Kevin off the block.
Mm-hmm. So 85% sure she will.
Her two original nominees will not be on the block at the end of the week.
Crazy. Never happens.
I don't really know who's going to replace Kevin. It's not even definite that Kevin comes out. Comes down.
One of my notes I have.
Who is it?
So Nicole and Cody are arguing.
Why?
Because Nicole says she does not want Ian up.
Okay.
And
I get why. I get it. No, they are each other's shield. If one goes out, the other one does not stand a chance at winning. That's it. It's true.
I think she was arguing with Memphis, actually.
Okay.
And Memphis
Again, he can't read his handwriting in his notes.
Yeah,
no,
is that
no,
what's
no.
going on?
He's like, I'm confused.
No, I wrote down Memphis, but then I said Cody.
Yeah.
But I think it was Memphis. But because they they're like, Tyler cannot go home.
Right.
And she doesn't want Ian to go home.
Right.
Ian looks like he might get put up. And then she's like, no, Ian cannot
I
go home.
I hate this, Danny HOH.
I like it. It's a fun week, listen, guys. This is really exciting. We haven't had an exciting, unpredictable week since the game started. It's been like, you know, whoever wins HOH, you know who's going on the block.
I just don't the like powers that she's targeting all my people. Ian, Tyler.
Well, she didn't target them.
I hear you.
Not target she's not them, targeting but like them. Possibility of them going home.
I mean, she is targeting Tyler, I think.
Yeah, 1,000%.
She wants
but
Tyler
But then there was
out.
Like a weird 24 hours where she did not want Tyler to go home, like it on the live feeds.
Yeah, everything changes. Well, the drop I mean, of a hat
made,
in that house.
She made a deal with him that he was going to take her to Final Four, and she only had to take him to Final Six. So that's a great deal.
It is a great deal.
And now she's going to throw that away, and now you know that Tyler's not going to work with her.
Because Tyler probably would have gotten other people to take the shot at her. That's how he would have found a way around it. Because that's Tyler's game. He's great at this game. That's what he would have done. That's how he would have found a way around it. He would have kept his end of the deal, but he would have pushed somebody else to target her instead. That's what he would have done.
You mean like he was doing already?
Exactly, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
And got caught.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And I'm glad he got caught, because that's what he did his whole other season. And
Tyler's amazing. Like, I hear you getting a little heated. No, I don't want you to get heated at him. No, he's literally an incredible player and an incredible person.
I'm not saying that.
Okay.
I'm saying, though, in his season, that's what he did. He got other
right,
people
absolutely,
to take other
yeah.
people out, which is the game.
Right.
Right?
100%.
Without a doubt. But he was trying to do it again, and he didn't get away with it. That's
right.
it.
And that's okay.
He
that's
has to
fine.
Adapt.
Yep. 100%.
And don't look like he's adapting.
I think he's just struggling in general.
I think for the infamous player that he was, the fact that he's even still in the house, I don't think he's doing half bad. They easily could have got like been like targeting him from the get-go, and they weren't.
Did you hear Cody tonight? Tyler can't go home because he's my shield. If he goes home, I'm the biggest target in the
which
house.
Makes a lot of which, sense,
right?
Yes.
That's why. So is he really playing a great game by not going home yet? I don't
yeah.
think so.
I think
they went after people.
Tyler, to me, even you see in his DRs, not only does he have sick intuition, he knows what's going on at all times. He wins comps, and he has a great social game. To me, like, what more do you want from
I
a player?
I picked him to win.
I know, but I'm saying, what more do you want from a player? What do you want him to do differently? You want him to try and play dumb? Because they're going to see right through that. Mm-hmm. So if you're Tyler, you have your history, what do you do differently to make you approve of his game?
What's the answer?
I got him.
Yeah, she so got
wow.
you.
No,
I have an answer.
Go
okay,
for it.
Go.
Right?
I'm not saying he had it play any way different. Obviously, he came into the house. That's him. People know mm-hmm. who he is. He finished number two. Didn't win because some people were salty. That
yeah.
Right? That's why he didn't
okay,
win.
Okay, right. Right? Right, but what would you like him to do differently?
Maybe actually be real and stay with somebody right now. Like,
have you seen him?
He's staying with
cross
David.
Anybody?
Yeah, what are you he hasn't is crossed it? Anybody but Danny. That's it. That's it.
Well, it depends on how you look at it.
Who else? No. How
well,
would you look at it?
Bailey didn't think that he was real truthful.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That's fair. Yeah. I hear you. I do. Anyway,
he
listen.
He got himself in trouble. That's the bottom line. He got himself
sure,
in trouble.
Sure, absolutely. I want to move on from this because I don't know if did either of you watch Angela has been releasing videos on YouTube periodically.
No,
of her talking
we
about
talked
Big
about
Brother.
Her statement last time and I didn't get
no,
to.
Really
she
shit.
Didn't just have a statement, but she released a YouTube video today. I watched it and it she's being extremely vulnerable on the video, talking about how the hate online is affecting her. She breaks down crying. It's all like she takes this video. It's all one take. So you just see her completely
well,
break down.
Well, I can't
down.
Imagine if people were doing that
no,
to
no,
John,
she
I
got
would be
death
broken.
Threats.
She was getting death threats. She
but
came
what?
Up with.
But what did
it's
he
so
do
terrible.
That people are death
no,
threatening
because people
his
are nuts in Twitter.
I know. Listen, I don't want to. We talked a lot extensively about the hate online on social media last episode.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too much into it again. But
that's just
Angela
insane.
Did. Release a video and I encourage everyone to go take a look at it. It's on their YouTube page. I loved it. I thought she put everything beautifully. I loved everything she had to say. She gives you tips where exactly to report these people on social media that are crossing the line.
Wow.
A legit website that will get these people in trouble for the words that they say. So I'm definitely going to start reporting these people.
Oh, God. Now they're going to, these trolls are probably going to start using that to their advantage too, though. No?
How can they use it to their advantage?
Yeah, I guess we're not saying anything.
What could they say? These people are crossing
that's
the
so
line.
That's so horrible. Death threats?
Death threats. She's literally broken. You could see it. And it breaks my heart. They're both good people.
But what did he
Nobody
do that
deserves
they're upset?
That.
Did I miss something?
People, they feel like he took advantage of Davon and Bailey and used the Black Lives Matter movement to make himself look like a hero, to manipulate himself in the game.
So that's what it was. And I just don't know how
people
don't see his authenticity.
It was a miscommunication. It was.
That's crazy to me.
It's the game of Big Brother. Like you said last week, Davon, went back and told Christmas something that wound up, it was just a miscommunication. Tyler's not a bad guy. I'm sorry.
He's amazing.
And Angela's really struggling because of the words that people are saying. I hate that. But I encourage everyone to go look at her video. She breaks down exactly where you can report people online when they cross the line.
All right, cool.
So I got something else here.
Go for it.
There's a great conversation, I guess, between Cody, Nicole, and Tyler was involved with it also.
Cody, Nicole, and Tyler. Okay, got
about it. About sexism in the Big Brother house.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nicole was crying. She goes, I kissed 3 times in the house.
Yeah.
And I'm a bad person. But if it was a guy, they'd be, championed that he did that. And Cody's like, no, F that. Come on.
Right.
Right. They're trying to talk to her because she's upset about it. And then Tyler says, he said something earlier about Angela that she really is a great person, and I get the good credit because I'm a good liar.
Right.
And he says basically, if a woman does it, she's a bitch.
Right.
But
it's
when
true.
A man does it, he's a mastermind.
Right. It's really true. Yeah, that conversation I think happened 2 weeks ago or something. It was really interesting.
Read it yesterday.
Yeah, it was on the feeds 2 weeks ago. He was talking in the HOH room. I forget who he was talking to, Tyler, and he made a great point. He said he would be nothing without Angela. His game would have been nothing without Angela's. And she doesn't get the credit for it. He does. He gets all the credit for being this master manipulator, like you said. And she just was, labeled a bitch.
I mean, look at Will, Dan, Derek.
All the master
Tyler.
Manipulators were men, according to Big Brother's, history.
Fandom.
Yeah. It's not right. I get it. I really do.
Although Danielle Reyes gets a really good...
Yeah, Danielle Reyes is one of the few. Mm-hmm. She does get the credit that she deserves.
As much as I hate Nicole Franzel, that's an aspect that I don't understand, that people don't like that she was with 3 different players.
Right.
Like,
she was with three different guys.
Yeah, but
this is her third season.
She was single going into all those seasons, no?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So then what's the issue?
I don't know. People just have a problem with everything nowadays. It doesn't even matter.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, she's growing on me, I got to say.
Nope,
I do think that they warned them in the DR that the outside world is not perceiving the making fun of Ian well.
Definitely. They
because
had they
all
said
started
they...
apologizing to Ian.
Wow.
Like Nicole Franzel apologized to him.
They did that with people in your cast too.
Yep. They warned Jack and Jackson hey, just so you know, a few of the comments that you made, they're not going well in the outside world. They're
right,
not going
so they
well.
Do do that. Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. Good. Well, I'm glad they apologized to Ian, as
so
they should have.
Apologize to Eden.
Eden?
Eden.
Eden!
I had a frog in my throat.
Okay, got it.
But Ian didn't know.
Yeah.
So she just walks up and says, I want to apologize. I was making fun of you.
Yes, she's really covering her own tracks, She was warned that it's not a good look. Something's going on in the outside. She lost deals from... a bunch of companies. She, tens of thousands of dollars taken away from her because of what's going on in the house.
But supposedly you said you watched the clip and she wasn't laughing at it.
No, she was laughing at it. Yeah.
She laughed, but she didn't say anything.
Right.
And she says, what was I going to do? He'll get mad, Memphis, if I didn't laugh.
That's
listen,
not
I understand. No, but honestly, I understand being in that position in the house. You don't want to make an enemy. So it's really hard to stand up for what you believe in because at the end of the day, you're there to win a game, to to win $500,000. You make an enemy out of anybody. You rub anybody the wrong way. Give them any reason to nominate you, and your game is done. That's it. Mm-hmm. You can't risk it. So it's really tricky, like, balancing the real social world and then the Big Brother world as well while mm-hmm. you're in the house. It's really difficult to do. Mm-hmm. But we saw Nicole apologize to Ian, so I think that she's understanding what's happening, at least That's to good. Some aspect.
In her apology, did she say that Memphis made a joke?
I honestly don't know. I just know that she okay. apologized.
Yeah, we got to look that up.
Yeah, we got to look it up. But yeah, but again, it's interesting how bringing up sexism in Big Brother, Memphis, yes, he's the one that was making the joke. Nicole is the one that's getting the deals taken away from her. People are talking about Nicole laughing at Ian.
Right.
They're not talking about Memphis.
No, and they also...
Honestly, Nicole, I guess they just don't expect...
They don't have any expectations from Memphis because he's just, you know, a piece of shit. Sorry, but Memphis...
There's another... Let me tell you, there's a lot of things going on. Dan Gietzling came out.
Yep.
And basically said, I support my friend in the house. Right. And, you know, I know him for 10 years. He's a really good guy. And people started ripping him. And he goes... Basically, you're not going to speak out against him. And he goes, I will speak to my friend in private.
Right.
Which is the way you handle that.
Absolutely.
Right? You don't bring it out on Twitter. You don't right. do that.
Absolutely.
So, I love when he says Twitter like Twitter.
Twitter. Twitter.
But then their comeback was, well, then why'd you come out and support him on Twitter? Right?
Fair.
So there is a balance
That's
act
fair.
There. Right? There is a balance act there. But that was another interesting thing this week that I read about. And I got one more. That I wrote down. It was actually really funny, which is one of the reasons why I'm sorry. I just do not like Kevin as a player.
Okay,
oh,
go for
the
it.
Face on the wall. I wish we could.
I
like,
know.
Show
Kevin's
you guys.
Face. I'm gonna upload. We're all gonna do Kevin's face right now. I'm uploading it to the story. Ready?
Oh God,
one at a time.
Why the arm? Why the arm?
Let's go.
Why
Ready?
Is he
Let me see your face, Kevin face. Let's see it. Kevin face. Go now. Mine. Okay, Daddy, ready?
In the corner.
Oh my God!
You're lying.
Dad, I had it too long.
I'm dead. Okay, cool.
But here's the deal. Kevin says to Davon, right now, Davon is saying he's going to take Kevin off the block, right?
Mm-hmm.
To Kevin. Kevin says, "What if we had to use this opportunity to get out a bigger target, bigger than Tyler?" Okay.
Okay.
So Davon goes, he goes, do you think we can recruit Tyler? And Davon goes, what? like, what do you?
I love him.
They have three people in their alliance like that. Are you kidding? You can't get anybody out. So somebody makes a comment on Twitter, which is really funny. If Kevin and David keep talking the way they are, Davon is going to have to leave the alliance because they're so stupid.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Honestly, they're so lucky they have her. It's true. I loved Kevin's segment about representing the LGBTQIA yeah. community. I thought
that
he did a great job.
That was sweet.
It was really nice to see that side of him. I know, you know, it's a lot of pressure to represent a whole group of people like that, a whole community.
Did you feel that you were representing a community when you were on the show?
No, but I think that if I were to go back now, I would feel that way.
Why?
Because when you go back into the game and play for the second time, you see how the world perceives your game and everything. It's just, it adds a whole layer of pressure. Right. When you're playing for the first time, you're just excited to be there. It's not about the bigger picture. But when you go back in the second time, it becomes about things bigger than $500,000. It does.
Okay.
Do we have questions?
Yeah, we have some questions. Let's see.
Questions.
All right.
There is actually one more thing.
What?
Two guests now are saying that if they get evicted this week, they're going to go home and give up their money. And that's the jury.
Who is that?
Tyler and Ian.
Mm-hmm.
Ian also?
Yeah.
This is why they'll never do another All-Stars ever again. I hate this. Like, I'm sorry, guys. That I can't get on board with. That's disrespectful to the game.
I feel I agree, but I know if I was in their situation,
you would want to leave.
Say the same thing. I'd be like, get me the fuck out of here. There's no way I'm staying in jury. I'm done with this game.
I know you would.
So like,
I totally would.
Forget about it. I'd be like, bye.
No, I get so annoyed by that, honestly, because there are so many people, past players, that would have died to go back in that house to take those spots.
And now they're just
going to like disrespect it. That's terrible and disrespectful to the past players that are not in the house this season.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's pretty horrible. I'm not on board with that. I'll be really disappointed. Honestly, if anybody leaves and doesn't fulfill their contract, I will be extremely disappointed.
I get that, but you're just at that point, like, so fucking done with the game. Why'd I come back here? I want to go home, be with my girlfriend, be in my house, and I want to get out of this world and this environment.
I can understand saying it. But if they actually do it, that is really a sore loser, and I would be criticizing
them. Right, I'm a sore loser, so that's why I understand it.
I'm a sore loser too, though, honestly. That's not true. I'm not. No, that's...
All right, questions.
Okay, cool. First question comes from Divot Dan. Oh my God, this is Danger Dan. D. Meyer BCP on Twitter. That's amazing. Say? Danny is our family friend. That's hysterical. He's basically like my uncle. He wrote, when the committee starts to turn on each other, do they align against Memphis or Cody? Good question, Danny.
Wow.
Love that. I think against Memphis.
Wait, hold on. Danny secretly wants to be on the show.
Oh, we got to get him on. Danny was watching with us tonight. He was actually in the living room 15 minutes ago watching the episode with us. He just left.
So, yeah, I think they're definitely going against Memphis and with Cody.
Yeah, I agree. And you know why? I think that's where the social game of Big Brother comes into play. It's not just about your skill set. It's also about likability. And Cody's just way more likable than Memphis.
Oh, my God. Yeah, without a doubt.
They're not going to want to keep Memphis. That's my opinion. They're going to want to get rid of that grandpa. They all call him grandpa. He's such an Eeyore.
I agree, probably be Memphis, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go negative.
I actually
on
think
Memphis
it'd be a better game move, though, to keep Memphis and get rid of Cody. Yes.
Right.
But I don't think they'll do that. I think they'll stick with Cody.
Cody and Nicole. I have to go back to this again because I mentioned Memphis before. I remember I was mixed up.
Okay.
Cody is basically saying, "F that! I am not voting out Tyler. I'm voting out Ian." And Nicole says, "I'm done with the conversation. I'm not voting Ian out."
Conversation.
So, so they're going to be a split if they bring Eden up. This is going to be
Eden.
Oh, and you guys had to hear him before. We're playing a game and he goes out of nowhere. There's another wall yeller.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they close the field.
Another wall yeller. What did he say? This other wall yeller.
They're writing another wall yeller and they close the field.
Oh,
down.
Wow.
So they're not on now.
All right, we got to check what that's about.
Now, I don't know if that's true, but that's what they were writing on Twitter.
Wow, on Twitter.
All right.
Okay, the informative Twitter. All right, next question comes from Carmen Mitchum. Carmen asks, Tommy, what was your favorite competition that you played during your season? By the way, I'm so thankful y'all started this podcast. This has been my favorite thing to listen to. All three of y'all are hilarious yet very insightful.
Oh, I love that.
Thank you so much, Carmen. Thank you for listening.
I want to
thank
Carmen because that is why you have to be on time and get the episodes out.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
You just can't say, I'm taking a vacation day today.
If you would have heard your son this morning, you would have killed. He was like, so do you want to do an episode tonight?
I came home from the shore to make sure we do this.
I only did that because Angelica was having a fall party today. So I was like, I don't know if she's going to be able to, Jellica just like marches to the beat of her own drum and we just have to go with
it.
We can't challenge
it. Do you feel very lucky for how much you've been getting me?
Oh my God. Yes. Extremely lucky. But that's why I'm counting my blessings. So I'm like, I find out through the grapevine that Angelica's having a fall party with her friends today. I'm like, wait, we're supposed to be recording a podcast today. How do I go about this?
He calls me this morning. He's like, yeah, so you know.
I'm walking on eggshells.
Like, we don't have to. And I was like, no, it's fine.
Yeah. She's like, oh, I could still make the podcast. Don't worry about it. I'm like, oh, okay, great. Yeah, I just didn't expect that. I thought we were going to lose her tonight and I was just going to have to surrender.
That's so funny.
So it's a treat that we have Angelica today, guys.
And not tell me so I can stay in the shore.
All right, Dad.
No, listen. He was not staying in the shore either way. Not on him. Yeah. He was going to be home, do it himself if he had to.
Right.
Fill up.
I'm going to learn how to do that, by the way.
Yeah, I know you are. All of a sudden, Wayne and Thomas are going to wake up and we're going to see, it's going to be like a Wednesday morning. It's going to say like new Real Talk episode.
Everything will be spelt wrong. Like nothing will, he'll be spelling talk like the right way.
Yeah, we'll be like,
who released this episode? This will be like special edition episode.
I'm dead.
You get all my thoughts.
Oh my God.
All my schemes.
So what was his question?
All right, so Carmen's question. Carmen wants to know what my favorite competition was that I played during the season. I think it would probably be Otev.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking Otev.
Otev was amazing.
That's exactly what came to my mind for you.
Oh, so cool. I won good competitions. I won Otev and Hide and Go Veto, like two legendary comps. It was amazing.
Yeah, that is.
But Otev was definitely my favorite.
But why? Because it was fun? Because...
Actually, though, my favorite competition to compete in was probably the wall competition, even though I didn't win
really?
It.
Really?
Because I felt like I was right in there with Jackson, and it was like, you know, at some point I literally just couldn't do it anymore, and he was, you know, going strong because he's literally a prodigy. He's not normal. He's not human. But it was just so much fun to be hanging on the wall and... The water's dripping down your face. Yeah. It is ice cold water. The way that Danny was talking about in her DR in today's episode, you know, there's cold water, then there's melted ice, then there's Big Brother water. Like, Big Brother water is really ice cold. It's chilling. The wall comp was probably my favorite.
And it's so
comp
funny. You know how like you have certain memories that stick out? I'll never forget like watching the live feeds and watching you and Jackson during that comp. And I really thought I had like the magical powers
to make me
send
win.
You. I was like, we're connected. My head was on the screen, literally on the TV screen.
Oh my God.
So funny.
Like the way that I can't believe that the way we watched the wall comp last week, you guys watched me play.
Right. Yes.
Like that.
Crazy. Like, could that's you imagine crazy. Watching me and him do that?
I would be screaming my brain
off.
That's how we were. Like, I can't believe that happened and I wasn't a part of it. It's so weird.
Well, you were, but like, not really.
I wasn't a part of your guys' Big Brother experience.
No, we had an
summer.
Experience that was different than yours.
Yeah, very
had
different.
Right.
But we weren't a part of yours.
I know, but I really wish I could be a part of yours. Oh, it's 11:11. Everyone make a wish.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you make a wish?
I did.
That was really quick.
Yeah, because I know my wishes.
But wishes.
Well, don't say them because then they won't come true. I need a second. Just give me 3 seconds.
All right, two seconds, guys. Everyone make a wish, even if it's not 11:11.
All right, great.
Okay, cool. Wish is over.
So did you ever think about in that comp of telling Jackson, listen, I'm not falling? I'm not falling, so...
But I was shaking. I was clearly falling. Like, I literally was shaking visibly, like vibrating. I looked like I was like, I don't know, like
convulsing.
Convulsing. Yeah. I was having a seizure up there trying to hold on.
Okay.
So it was no lying.
That was like annoying Nicole. She was like, yeah, I got to fall off. And she was literally shaking and fell off because she couldn't hold herself on any longer.
Right.
And she's like, oh no, now it's
my
time.
It's pretty funny actually that everybody up there didn't want
to
win.
Right.
I know.
Then Danny stands up there last. It's like, oh, crap. Now I got to put up two people.
Yeah, that was nice, though. All right, cool. Next question comes from Benjamin Hume. Benjamin asks, would we ever compete on Survivor or The Amazing Race? Would you guys ever go on Big Brother? What do you guys think? Would you ever go on any of these shows?
No, I would not go on Big Brother.
You would not go on Big Brother?
No. Mm-mm. Want no part of it.
Why? Can you say more? Because you'd be amazing.
I don't think I'd be amazing. I really don't. I don't.
Do you think you would play like Christy?
No, I don't think. Even though me and Christy are such similar people, I don't think I would play like her. I don't know. This season, just something about it is just not sitting well with me.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
You would play exactly like her. I'm sorry.
No, I wouldn't.
Exactly like her.
Because
you would be very strong up front. Yeah. You would cry because you can't help the feelings.
Right.
The feelings.
So that's exactly how she played.
Yeah, but there's a lot other aspects to it that would be different. There's big similar ones, but I feel that some aspects would be would differ.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah.
That's just how I feel. But
I think you are.
Yeah, I definitely would be emotional. I definitely would be strong in the game. I think you'd be great TV, by the way.
You'd be great TV.
I think that Christy is more ups and downs than you are.
Yeah, I'm more consistent. I'm very one tone. Even though it's a high tone, I'm still very one tone.
Yeah.
And I also, whereas Christy is more of a manipulator, I am more of a lawyer and an actress. And there is a difference.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
You're not trying to get other people to do something. You're just making them believe like how you are in that moment. Like,
yeah,
you're
not putting anything
out there. You're just, when people come to you, you control how they perceive you.
Yeah.
Versus putting information out there to try
to manipulate the situations in my favor. And again, yeah, I just feel like she's more manipulator. I'm more of like an actress and a lawyer.
Yeah. I hear that. That makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. So that's where I feel like the big ones are similar, but
I do think that you'd be different in that
but
sense.
But this season turned me off a little bit and I wouldn't want to play anymore.
What about Survivor or The Amazing Race? Would either one of you do that? What do you guys think?
I mean, I know you would definitely do those.
I would love to do anything again. I'm a big fan of CBS reality shows. I think that they're the only ones that have integrity and class, to be honest with you. And Netflix, too. Basically, I'm just saying MTV does not have class.
MTV
does not have class.
I wouldn't even say that.
It's true. Like The Challenge, all those shows.
Great. We enjoyed the challenge.
We enjoyed The Challenge.
We enjoyed it, but it's nowhere near the same. It's not about game. It's not. It's about the drama, and it's not it.
Floor's Lava, I think, is a great show.
Again, Netflix. Netflix. They have
The
integrity.
Circle. Great show.
The
Netflix.
Circle. Great show. Yeah. Love is Blind. Great show. Yep. Big fan.
Okay. Like, but, see how they Love is okay. So look at Love is Blind and look at Are You the One?
Right.
They're
exactly
very similar shows, but just because one is on one network and one is on the other, Love is Blind.
It's a different tone.
Definitely a different tone than Are You the One?
I would not go on Survivor or.
I mean, the question was just Survivor or Amazing Race?
Amazing Race, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were trying to name another one. Two.
You wouldn't?
No, because I don't like foods. It'd be very difficult for me.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He's very picky eater, guys. Right? He doesn't like a lot of foods at all.
Wow, I didn't know to the point where it would hold you back from life experiences.
Right, exactly. I'm shocked.
Yeah. I don't think that'd be great for me. Big Brother would be an issue because I wouldn't want to be away from home for 3 months, but let's say
You would do it.
Let's say I get past that, and I would do very well.
You would,
because I am very good at listening to people. Like, I get involved with all the gossip, but you don't really hear me
gossiping.
I'm involved, right? But I don't give away the secrets at all, so I can take a lot of information in and not. I give some crap out because you have to, otherwise no one's going to tell you stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But not to the point that I would get myself in trouble like Tyler just did.
Right.
I think people, I could be funny, so I think people will like me. I don't think, but also I have a little bit of Jerry in me.
Oh, Jerry from season 10, guys.
Oh my God.
If anybody
does have a little bit of Jerry. Amazing.
What did
he used to call Dan? Judas.
Judas, yeah. Jerry from season 10, guys, might have been the oldest contestant to ever play the game.
No, that's 73 literally you. Like, I'm sitting here and I'm so confused.
He talks like this and he's always yelling at all the people. Yeah, I have a little bit of
that. That would be my dad. And that would be you.
Yeah, you would have zero patience.
Yeah. I don't know what you're saying now.
There's part of the game I would be great at.
And I actually think
there's
that
an aspect of the part of the game if you played with a bunch of players like you who thought like you, who were geniuses, yes, you'd do great. But that's not what would happen, and you would lose your shit.
Just because I'm the smartest man in the world doesn't mean anything, right?
And
I would have to tone down my aggressiveness.
The only reason why I let you say that is because you say man, and I'm not a man. That's the only reason why you get away with that. Smartest man in the world.
And the only reason why I let it go is because he's probably smarter than me. No, I'm smart.
My advice is always on point.
That's not true.
I'm smart. I know things.
No, I'm smart, guys.
My advice is always on point.
Not true. Nope. Not true. False. Okay. Anyway, next question. So Christy Romero is our next question. Christy wrote us a really long, beautiful message. I'm not going to read the entire thing on here because it would be another podcast episode. But I will ask one of the questions that she wrote in it. And I just want to say, Christy, thank you so much for what you wrote.
We appreciate it. I'm going to read it.
Yeah. It doesn't go unnoticed. I really appreciate it. But Christy asked, does production ever sway results? She has seen a lot of people suggest that production gets involved when it comes to contests, especially ones not shown live. Do you think that that's a thing? So I honestly, I have no reason to believe that they do. That's my truth. I have no reason to believe that they manipulate the game. They, according to our contracts, this is not like new news. This is, everyone knows this. According to our contracts, they have the power to do whatever they want. But that's what I love about Big Brother so much. Okay, here's what I'll say. A lot of times when you, I'll compare it to Broadway. When you see a Broadway show, it's magical when you're sitting in the audience. When you do the show, when you're backstage, when you see the props behind the scenes, the crew, it kind of ruins the magic. Even though I did Big Brother after watching it for years, it didn't ruin the magic. It's still just as magical to me. And I think that's a testament to CBS shows, to the showrunners, the crew. I'm a big fan. So I honestly do not think that production sways the game at all. I think that they could ask leading questions to plant seeds in your head, but they'll never give you information in the DR. They'll never tell you what to say. You always have the power to say yes or no whenever, if you don't want to say something. So I think that production takes care of you and respects the game. I do not think that they influence it.
All right, here's my question.
Well, not influence is not the right word. I don't think that they... what's the word I'm looking for? Just like get involved. I don't think that they, you know, change things.
So here's my question. Do you think, depending on who's going to play in the vetoes or what competitions, that they will pick a certain competition?
Maybe, but I have no reason to believe that they do. I have nothing happened to me that made me think that. Everything that happened was just exactly the way that it was planned. It seemed very organic. Okay. And
so
just
you think that
at
the beginning of the year,
time.
They plan the whole season out?
No, absolutely not.
So they do?
I think they see like what's going on, absolutely. But I think, I have no reason to, I have nothing to go off of.
Okay.
But
that's fair.
Yeah, I just have nothing to go off of, really, truth be told.
But So Christy basically said how much she loves me and how I'm a million, quote unquote, 1,000,000% accurate on things,
yes,
whatever, blah, blah.
The whole beginning of what she wrote is all about Angelica.
I'm dead. Then she goes, then there's Phil. She wrote, oh my God, I love him. But when he gets mad about people on Twitter, I get scared. But then I was reading at the end and it was really cute. She wrote, can't wait to keep listening to your views. Please be nicer to Phil. He feels like my uncle for some weird reason. Maybe because we call him Uncle Phil. And she wrote, Uncle Phil gets invited to Thanksgiving. Oh, I love that. But,
yeah,
you know,
thank
so
you so
she
much,
starts
Christy.
With me and she thinks I'm right. Just
right.
Let me know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you scare her. But you get invited to Thanksgiving and she loves you and she wants us to be nicer to you. So.
Oh, okay. My God, I'm dead.
This is me being nicer to Uncle Phil. Uncle Phil, I love you.
Oh, thank you. I love you too.
Aww.
All right, last question. This one comes from John Doe.
Don't even read it.
Not me, I swear to God.
Who
not
wrote
me.
This?
Not me.
Are
you,
you
definitely
kidding
wrote
me?
This.
No, look at the Twitter name, it's not mine.
There's no Instagram or Twitter name written down.
See?
So
it's just
John Doe.
Read the context, read the question, you'll know right away if it was him or not.
It's somebody being funny, that's all it is.
Okay, let's say.
Someone being funny, how do you know? How do you know what this question is?
Me.
I didn't read it yet.
No, it's not me, someone's being funny.
All right, got it.
Doe. By the way, I think it's really funny and hilarious, and thank you for doing it.
Okay, well, the John Doe wrote, love the podcast, love Tommy and Phil and Philip. Wish Angelica's mic wasn't so inconsistent. I have to turn the volume down when she's talking. For a podcast that focuses on love and not hate, she really brings the hate. Unfortunately, I had to turn off the podcast today because of her consistent hateful remarks.
Oh my God.
Here's to Nicole winning HOH just so we don't have to listen to a podcast full of negativity. Bring back Philip, Christy, and Sis. And Christy is spelt wrong. That's how I know it was you. That's how I know it was you because you spelled Christy's name.
He would never do that. That was not Uncle Phil.
I
do not
Was this a Twitter troll?
And no, this is just a real person, I guess, that listens. Wow. No, I said, what did I say to you last week? I said the Twitter trolls don't listen to our podcast.
Well, this one does. This is a real troll.
This is our first hate mail.
This is our first hate mail, guys.
Oh my God, I need to change my whole entire tune. That's it.
No, I'm a different person. You be yourself, Joe. Angelica, you be you. Oh, he's getting mad.
You don't change yourself. You're perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Uncle.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
I think we have to name this episode, like, Let's Talk, We Got Our First Hate Mail.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't even know what to do with it.
Actually.
We do nothing. That's it.
Actually, I didn't have any hate mail there. It was just Angelica had hate mail.
You know, you literally scared a poor innocent girl with your Twitter
rant. We had two hate mails.
We got two hate mails.
No, but hers was a love. Hers was a love.
Oh my God. Wow. All right. Anyway, guys, let's close up shop. What's next episode is on Tuesday for Big Brother. So don't forget, it's Tuesday this week, not Wednesday. And then we will be back on Friday morning after the live eviction and HOH competition.
Yep.
Very exciting. All right, guys, thanks so much for listening. We love you guys so much. Thank you.
Except for the last person that wrote that email.
We hate you. No, we don't hate you. We don't hate you.
Thomas doesn't and Uncle Phil doesn't, but I do.
We welcome all feedback.
No, I totally hate you. That's it. Like, you're written off.
Who do you hate more, John Doe or Nicole Franzel?
Oh, Nicole Franzel.
Bye, guys.
Love you.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.